the 9th January 1992. We'll continue our Dhamma talk. Yesterday, what did I explain? The Madhok is started to, with the questions. What did I tell you yesterday? Cause and effect. The insight knowledge of a cause and effect, or the inside knowledge of a causal relation. What kind of a visuddhi? Purification. Purification overcoming by doubt. Purification by overcoming doubt. Now, the about existence of a personality, individuality, or everlasting entity in the past. And the existence of a personality in the present. Existence. And the existence of a personality in future. I may not be able to clarify that doubt in the three aspects of existence, because we have to deal with the cause and effect first of all. So yesterday I explained you how you experienced the cause and effect while you are practicing walking meditation by being aware of lifting movement, pushing movement, dropping movement, touching sensation, and pressing movement of the foot. When you are here in this insight knowledge, sometimes physical process is a cause, mental process is effect. Other times mental process cause and physical process effect. When you observe the movement of the foot, whenever I explain to you how a meditator experienced this embodiment process, I take the walking meditation as the example, because it's a very easy for meditator to experience the movement of the foot and also to discern the specific characteristic of a physical process of the movement of the foot. Though I talk and I will take the walking meditation at this example. One of a meditator here asked me, what is it the benefit of a walking meditation? I always explained how you realize or experience that when your concentration on the movement of the foot is very deep, but that meditator was not able to grasp the sense of what I explained. I think he or she may feel sleepy during my talk. Yes. Then, when you observe the movement of a lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, and pressing, you note lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, and pressing. When you find the intention before lifting very distantly, then you note intending, lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing. You observe the movement of the foot very closely and precisely, with enough attentiveness. Then gradually concentration becomes good. The mind doesn't go out very often. It wanders occasionally. You feel the full light. You enjoy the movement of the walk, the movement of the foot, and the noting of it, because you gained some degree of a concentration on the movement of the foot while walking. Then you come to realize, as I explained you yesterday in the view yesterday, the movement of the foot is one process, and the noting mind that knows it, another process. In this way, you come to differentiate between nama and rupa, or mental process and physical process. You come to distinguish between object and subject. But whatever it may be, what is important is to realize that there is a dual process of mentality and physicality. That's all. Because we are not aware of, we are not rightly understanding, the mental process and physical process as just a natural process of a mental phenomena and physical phenomena. So we take them for a person, a being. So what we need is to realize that there is a physical process of a movement, there is a mental process of the noting mind. When we very clearly differentiate between the two processes, we don't take the physical process of movement to be a poison being or an everlasting entity. We don't take the mental process of a noting mind to be a person, a being. Then at the moment of realization of a dual process of a mental and physical phenomena, we have removed the idea of a personality and an individuality, Sakaya Deity and Adi Deity. The view of a personality, individuality has been destroyed. By realizing the dual process of a mental and physical phenomena, that is called Nama Rupa Parichida Jnana, the insight knowledge that discerns Nama and Rupa, mental process and physical process. Then when concentration becomes deeper, then you come to realize, because there is lifting of the movement of the foot, the lifting movement of the foot, there arises at the mind that knows it. Because there is pushing movement of the foot, there arises the mind that knows it. Because there is dropping movement of the foot, then there arises the mind that knows it. There is the touching sensation. So there arises the mind that notes it. There is a pressure. So there arises the mind that notes it. In this way, you come to realize the physical process as the cause and the mental process as the effect. The physical process of a movement of the foot is a cause, the cause. And the mind that notes it, mental process, is the effect. Physical process causes the noting mind to arise. So here, rupa is the cause and nama is the effect. Physical phenomenon is the cause, mental phenomena is the effect. The same way with the movement of a pushing, dropping, and pressing, and touching sensation. Here, nama, rupa, physical process, is it the cause? Mental process, that the note in mind is an effect. Because the note in mind arises on account of the movement of the foot. Then when we are able to note the intention lifting, intention pushing, intention dropping, touching, intention pressing. First of all, we find it difficult to find the intention before lifting, pushing, dropping, and so on. So we are not able to note the intention because we didn't find it. Even though we do not find it, The attention is there before lifting. Then, to know the clearly, to know the intention clearly, we have to slow our stepping more and more. When the steps become so slower, then we come to realize the attention that arises before lifting movement, pushing movement, dropping movement, touching movement, so on. When we walk fast, it's very difficult to find the attention because the mind has to, the mind is enhanced to be aware of all the movement of the foot. Lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing, lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing, when you walk fast. So the mind hasn't had time to know the intention before lifting, pushing, dropping, and pressing. So you can't find it. When you slow down your step, then you very steadily and calmly note the lifting movement when the foot is lifted, lifting, when it's pushed forward, putting, when it's dropped, dropping, when it touches the floor or the ground, touching, when it's pressed, notes pressing. Steadily and calmly, comfortably, without strain and stress. Then, because you need not hurry up to catch every movement of the foot, so you very clearly and calmly find the intention before lifting, the intention before pushing, the intention before dropping, touching, and the intention before pressing. Then you note the intending lifting, intending pushing, and then in dropping, and then in touching. But when your step is long, you are not able to find the intention before lifting. Because when your step is long, when you put down the front foot very well, then the back foot, the heel of the back foot is already lifted, has been already lifted. When you are about to find out the intention or find the intention, you can't find the intention. What you find is the lifting of the heel of the foot, the back foot. That is because your step is so long. So stepping should be, step should be a length of a foot, not longer than that. If your step is about the length of a foot, only after you have pressed the front foot very well, then you begin to raise you begin to lift the heel of the back foot. There you can find the intention before lifting of the foot. So you have to slow down the step, and the step should not be long. It should be about the length of a foot. Then you know the intention before lifting, pushing, dropping, and so on. So you note intending lifting of the foot, and then pushed forward, and then dropped it down, touching, and then pressing. Then later on, with the enough effort and the noting of the movement of the foot, concentration becomes deeper and deeper. Then you very clearly knows the intention separately from the movement of the foot. After the intention has been observed very clearly, the foot begins to lift. Then you thought you note lifting. Then you find the intention before pushing forward. After the intention has been observed very precisely and clearly, then you push forward. In this way, you come to distinguish between the intention and the movement that follows it. The intention is one process, and the movement of the foot is the other process. The intention is one process, pushing movement is another process. The intention is one process, and the dropping movement another process. In this way, you come to very clearly differentiate between the intention and the movement of the foot. Then you have experienced it more. There is intention, so there is the movement of lifting, or lifting movement. There's a intention, so there's a pushing movement. There's intention, there's a dropping movement. In this way, you come to realize only when you have intention, the intention, you are able to lift the foot. Only if you have intention, you are able to push it forward. Then again, you come to realize you note intending lifting, intending pushing, intending dropping, touching, intending pressing. Then you feel it. After you have noted intention, the foot automatically is lifted without your effort. It's lifted of its own accord. Then when you have a note intending, then the foot is pushed forward of its own accord, as if it's pulled forward by someone. You feel like that. When you drop it, when would you have noted anything? The food drops abruptly or suddenly. Though you want to control it, not to drop suddenly, you can't do that. As if someone is pulled down to it, then you come to realize. Lifting, pushing, moving, lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing are not your work, your function, your work. They are done by themselves. Then again you come to realize. You feel the first intention, then feel the movement of the foot. Then intention causes the foot lift, to lift. Intention causes the foot pushed forward. Intention causes the foot drops down. Then intention causes the foot press. In this way you come to realize that the intention is the cause and the movement of the foot is the effect. Then here, mental process is the cause and physical process is the effect. Mental process is the cause and physical process is the effect. But there are also another aspect, that's mental process is a cause and mental process is an effect. When you feel, angry, what did you do? How did you note? Happy, happy, happy. Huh? How did you know? Angry, angry, angry. Why did you note as angry, angry? Oh, because you are angry, you feel angry, so you note angry. Then, there, you note angry, angry, or anger, anger, anger. Anger is the mental process or physical process. What's that? Mental process. Why do you note as anger, anger, or angry, angry? The principle of Vipassana meditation is to see things as they really are. The principle of Vipassana meditation is to realize what is happening at the moment as it really occurs. Why do you note as angry, angry, or anger, anger? Yes, at that moment there is anger with you. So you note anger, anger. Then why does this note in mind arise? Ignorance. Knowing. know them means knowing. Know them means knowing of the object. Why does this note in my arise when you note anger, anger, anger? Huh? Yes, because the anger arises. Because the anger arises, and then the note in my arises and notes it. Then what's the cause? What is the effect? Huh? Mental process, the cause, and mental process, another mental process, effect. The anger, that's the mental process, it's the cause, and the note in mind, that's also mental process, is the effect. Then here, mental process is the cause, and mental process, another mental process is effect. Is there any example you remember for this point? Yes. When your mind wanders, going out thinking about something else, you